What will Elon Musk do with Twitter? Elon Musk, the richest man in the world with a net worth of more than $273 billion, never seems to be out of the news. On April the 14th, 2022, Musk bought Twitter for $54.20 per share, making Twitter a private company. He always had an interest in Twitter, and at one point he was even the largest shareholder. But apart from the fact that Twitter is Musk's favourite social media platform, why did he buy it? Well, it probably isn't for the money. When you're the richest man in the world, I think you would have more profound ambitions. Musk is said to have called Twitter the de facto town square, where people can exchange ideas and debate on a level playing field. In fact, he wants to make Twitter's algorithm open source, which implies, at least in theory, that we'll have an equal say and certain tweets won't be pushed in front of your eyes more than others. Now, free speech is all well and good, but he'll have to convince the shareholders that Twitter can still make enough money. And the shareholders don't seem too happy about Musk's apparent takeover. They've come up with a shareholders' rights plan, nicknamed the poison pill, that enables some shareholders to buy more shares in case Musk or another buyer tries to take complete control. Now, Musk has collected the $46.5 billion needed to complete the deal. He is putting in $21 billion of his own money, and he's borrowing the rest. If all this goes through, what will happen to the platform? Will many Twitter employees lose their jobs? Will Trump be allowed back? Will hate speech, racism and sexism be allowed? I suppose we'll just have to wait and see. One thing's for sure, you can say what you like about Elon Musk, but he's never boring.